that light in Serbia, it's very important to have this, let's say, sort of net of independent or professional electronic media, especially because of that a lot of things are happening on the political scene, and people have to be informed about everything right on time, very immediately, and with all possible information of that. But during the bombing of Yugoslavia last year, the city of Pančevo was under the heavy, series of heavy attacks, especially the industrial zone in Pančevo. And we, Radio and TV Pančevo, we work 24 hours a day, and most of the people, not only in Pančevo, but in all that area, in the area is called Banat, and in Belgrade, because Pančevo is something like 18 kilometers far from Belgrade. So most of the people were listening to radio and watching TV, because we covered everything what happened in Pančevo, Belgrade, and all Yugoslavia, and of course all political issues in the world connected with the situations in Yugoslavia. And during those 77 days, we really had a lot of calls from people who have told us they were very grateful. They had a clear picture of what's going on, especially people who were spending nights in shelters. So with a little radio, they could pick up all news.
What was your work like? I mean, how did you cope with that stress?
We used to say that during those days we made a good measure between professionalism and patriotism, which means we didn't put any information about where our army troops are, because we didn't want to help to the NATO bombers to attack our army, but also we put all the information about danger, about what happened last night or what's going on during the night. So our, let's say, duty was to inform people, to try not to spread a panic, to give them a proper picture of what's going on, and especially because in Pančevo was all the time a very big danger of the ecological catastrophe, because in those factories were lots of tanks full of very important, very dangerous chemistry. So if some of those tanks were attacked, it was really in a few nights we were very close to let's say something like 10,000 dead people in the 3 hours. So our duty was, you know, to cover that situation, and we knew that lots of people were listening and watching us. So in case of something very dangerous, we would be in possibility to have to say, inform people and, you know, to tell them immediately to leave the area. So I mean, in that way, I think that was the most important thing we did during those days.
The Milosevic Communication Act. Did you develop any tactics to protest or
information law? You know about that law?
Yes.
So we have to work thinking about that, trying not to be under the attack of that law.
Yes.
We didn't had any big troubles in the past 3.5 years. So just because we think about that, so we are able to say most of the things we want to say, but you know, it's just important to find the proper way to do that. So this is it. I mean, we are under the censorship, but also we can do our job quite well. Because you have here the government media, which are supported by government. Then you have a private media, which are supported by, I don't know, nations,
economics,
and commercials, things like that. And there is a third way. This is, for example, this is the case of Radio TV Pančevo. Radio TV Pančevo was owned by city council. So when the
yeah.
when the oppositional coalition together won in Pančevo. That was in the March of 97. The new government, new politician came, and they called the journalists who were working on that raid before, and they were kicked out by the regime. So now those people are editors and directors of Radio TV Pančevo. So we are sort of like city radio. So we are sponsored by the city.
Okay.
And so we, you know, we have a close connection with the local authorities. And of course, in some of the situation, they want to, at the beginning, must say 97, 98, when we came there, they also, you know, had this feeling like this is our local radio and this is sort of like our press office. And we have to, you know, not fight, but, you know, a little bit argue with them to tell them we are not a media of any party.
Yeah.
City radio and TV, and the only person we serve are people.
Yeah.
And that's the only one good thing about the bombing of Yugoslavia, because during those days, they realized, the local politicians realized, that we are important and very good for them if we work independently. So after that, we, let's say, have a really good relationship. And they sponsored our budget, something like 50%, and the rest is from the marketing. So if we talk in that way, it's hard to make any parallel with the media situation in Austria. But, you know, the government media were quite okay with the financial, and the other always have a problem.
Okay.
Because they are by themselves. B2, 92, they are private radio, and we are city radio. So, you know, when you, this is sort of like low facts. So they have a possibility to organize themselves much easier than we do, because we have to cover all legal stuff. You know, it's same like, for example, in Austria, you have a private firm, you are the owner of the firm, and you have all rights to make any decisions you like.
Yeah.
And we are not. We have our, how to call that, board of people who, they made the meetings, let's say, every 3 months, and they made the decisions about our budget, salaries, and things like that.
Yeah.
So this is different. But when you look to the program, there is not big difference. I mean, we are doing the same thing.
What do you consider as the most important aim of this whole organization?
ANEM is the Association of the Independent Electronic Media in Serbia. And all any kind of association is very good, because it's helping us. So we exchange programs.
Mm-hmm.
We have the ANEM has a team of lawyers who can help us, and who dare help us in the situation. We need sort of like professional lawyer help. They make this chain of TV and radio stations in Serbia, so through ANEM it's much easier to work and function. So, you know, this is in most questions it's much more moral support and the sort of service which makes you easier to finish something. For me, it would be very good to discuss the colleagues from all Europe about their experience. And I hope that I'll find some new answer for you know, for the things which we are not experienced very much. And I hope most of those subjects were working in the transition time. Because we are aware of the fact that after Milosevic era, we also will face a very heavy time, lots of problems and everything. So it would be very good, you know, to pick up some of those experiences and use them for our work.
Okay.
So I'm looking in far future.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot for that interview.
You're welcome.
See you in September at the Free Speech Camp.
In
Thank
a few
you.
Days, actually.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.